This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a quote about Lincoln for you. At bottom, Herndon told the audiences, for his controversial Springfield lectures on Lincoln in 1866, Lincoln always expected that, quote, the snaky tongue of human selfishness will wag out. Now, this snaky tongue of human selfishness was something Lincoln argued about often with his young law partner, Billy Herndon. Herndon was the first real biographer of Lincoln, collecting interviews and documents after the assassination and going on the lecture circuit. He was obstreperous. He called Lincoln's wife, Mary, a hellcat. He claimed Lincoln always really loved Ann Rutledge, his youthful sweetheart. And he didn't like all the religious sentiment that gathered about Lincoln's haloed head after his Easter morning martyrdom. Important books and big ideas were batted about in their successful second-floor law office overlooking the state capitol. Herndon was much more of an abolitionist than Lincoln in the 1850s and a reader of Karl Marx. It is ironic that Lincoln has become one of our better angels, given his thoughts about the snaky tongue of human selfishness and its wagging. Looking for Lincoln's spiritual relevance for us today, we could ask ourselves if there are better angels in our nature or not. Lincoln called upon the better angels of our nature to prevent the Civil War, but the snaky tongues of Southern devils didn't stop. Lincoln did believe that there was a right and moral thing to do. It was not that people could not choose to do the right thing, but people needed circumstances, situations, and reasons, social reasons, not just conscience reasons, to do the right thing. Then right could make might, and we could do our duty, as he said, as God gives us to see it. The humility of Lincoln was not based on lack of self-esteem or ambition. Eventually, he had a lot of both. His humility was based on his lack of self-righteousness. He didn't believe he was good and worthy all by himself. And his goodness, then, did not spill over into his thinking that his opponents were bad. He believed we all really are equal, and none of us better than the other. That was why he said we are friends and must not be enemies, because we really are the same. Lincoln was as democratically moral as he was democratically political. He was even democratically theological, in that he thought God judged the North and the South with the same wrath and for the same purpose. It is in this realism that he found his honor and offers that for us, to let us down, even to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer. This has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.